弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to your brethren tonight.
奉主耶稣圣名，跟大家一起来查考圣经里的道理。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I study the scripture, the truth in the scriptures with everyone.
借着圣经的信息来成我们属灵的粮食，帮助我们行走天国路。
May the message in the scripture be our food, daily food, to walk towards the heavenly kingdom.
我们请大家先翻开以赛亚书第三十七章。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 37.
以赛亚书三十七章。
Isaiah 37.
第三节。
Isaiah 37, verse 3.
三十七章第三节，对他说：“西西家如此说，今日是极难责罚凌辱的日子，就人妇人啊，就如妇人将要生产婴孩，却没有力量生产。”
And they said to him, "Thus says Hezekiah, this day is a day of trouble and rebuke and blasphemy, for the children have come to birth, but there is no strength to bring them forth."
我们今天晚上就从这句话，在极难责罚。凌辱的日子里，我们应该怎么样来面对？来从圣经得到启发，来面对我们可能面对的信仰的挑战。
So today we'll use this phrase here, a day of trouble and rebuke and blasphemy, as our encouragement on how we can encourage ourselves in the faith and when we face difficulties and trials.
以赛亚书从三十六章到三十九章这四章的经文很特别。
In Isaiah 36 to 39, these four chapters are quite unique.
在记载西西家王他当王的时候所面临的挑战，以及他怎样经历神拯救的过程。
It records the challenges that King Hezekiah faced and how God was able to help him.
这也是在列王的历史里面唯一。在以赛亚书里面被提出来强调的一个王。
He was one of the main kings that was especially mentioned.
那他的这一段事迹在列王记跟历代志里面都有记录。
This story, the account of it was recorded here as well as in the Chronicles.
所以如果从经文本身来说，他的这一段事迹被重复了三次。
So, quoting in the, if we're just counting the scriptures alone, it's been recorded three times.
圣经啊，他如果把一件事情重复记录很多次，我们就知道它是非常重要的。
When the Bible records something more than once, we know it's important.
所以西西家王的这一段生命当中所遇到的巨大的挑战。对我们属灵真教会的信徒来说，绝对有非常重要的提醒。
So this great challenge that King Hezekiah faced is a great reminder for us as believers.
所以，我们今天晚上呢，来从西西家王他所面临的公开的侮辱挑战里面，来看魔鬼怎么样来攻击教会，来攻击我们的信仰，我们又应当如何来面对？
And so from the open insult and ridicule that King Hezekiah faced, we can also see how Satan attacks the church and how we can become victorious.
从三十六章开始就记载亚述大军围困耶路撒冷城。
Chapter 36 starts by describing how Assyria was going to, was surrounding Jerusalem.
那这个是对当时候西西家王来说他没有办法克服的巨大的敌人。
And so this was a great enemy that King Hezekiah did not seem able to overcome.
因为这个强大的亚述帝国已经把北国以色列消灭了。
Because this strong nation Assyria had already taken, had already conquered the northern kingdom.
已经把周围的列邦都攻取下来了。
And already conquered the neighboring countries.
现在似乎就只要把耶路撒冷攻下，整个国家就灭了。
So they only had Jerusalem left to capture.
所以这个时候，西西家王他是面临一个非常关键的日子。
So King Hezekiah was facing a very critical moment.
其实这个时候对整个犹大的选民来说是一个很大的挑战。
To the chosen people of Judah, this was a great challenge.
因为这个攻击是公开的而且是众人都认为他们没有机会得胜，没有办法克服的。
Because this attack was proclaimed openly, and is also one whom the people felt like they had no chance to win.
185,000
soldiers surrounded the city.
是当时代最强的军队。
It was the greatest army of the time.
已经攻克所有的列邦的常胜军。
It already conquered through many of the neighboring tribes and nations.
现在这个敌人已经到了门口，直接对当时候的选民公开的来叫阵辱骂。
And now the enemy was at their doorstep, openly ridiculing and insulting them.
用各种方法要来让百姓屈服，让他们觉得他们没有希望，只能投降。
Using many ways to make the people lose hope and surrender.
所以这场战役历史上发生，但是今天我们看来已经不是只是历史的一个事件。
So even though this was a historical event, when we look at it today, it is no longer just a historical event.
我们如果从属灵的角度来看，这一场战役。
If we see this from a spiritual angle,
我们可以看到恶者魔鬼，他会是用什么方法来攻击神的国度以及神的百姓。
From this story, we can see how Satan, the evil one, will attack God's people.
那我们从圣经里面西西家王他跟选民。 他们对应的方法以及神的拯救，看到我们今天面对属灵攻击的时候，我们应当要如何来处理。
And from the way that King Hezekiah dealt with this problem, also gives us a lesson on how we should deal with the many attacks from the devil today.
我们知道，如果在军队里面，在训练军人呢，在训练部队，通常都有一个永远不变的真理。
In the army, when they're training their soldiers, there's one truth that stands.
也就是说。 这个训练军队的这个将军，他一定不断的在操演他的部队，去面对各种不同的情况。
And that is whoever the commanding officer is will train their soldiers to be able to withstand any kind of circumstance.
因为不知道将来会遇到什么样的状况。
Because they don't know what kind of situation or environment they'll fall into in the future.
所以通常部队里面都说养兵千日，用在一时。
And so they often say that you train for a long period of time only to face one day of this environment.
在最关键的那个 circumstance, 最关键的那个战役里面，就要证明平常的训练到底有没有功效。
And so at the very key moments in the battle, we'll reveal if the practice and all the training was effective.
所以通常。 在最严厉的考验底下，才看出哪一支军队是最强的。
Oftentimes during the most grueling training, you can see which army is the greatest.
那神他就是要来训练他的军队。
So God likewise wanted to train up His army.
神今天也要来训练我们每个弟兄姐妹。
Today God is also wanting to train us.
所以有时候神会给我们一个很难的功课去面对。
Sometimes God will give us a very difficult problem to face.
那这个功课其实是要训练我们。 在灵命上很坚定，能够对神信靠，非常的坚定不移。
And this challenge is a test to see if we have secure our faith in Him to face whatever may come at us.
那所以第36章一开头的时候就说现在亚述大军派了他的将军，他的一个参谋长到西西家王那里去，跟他公开校正。
So chapter 36 starts by saying that Assyria sent the Rabshakeh to King Hezekiah.
36章的第二节,
in verse 2.
他说拉伯沙基就是亚述王他派拉伯沙基这个人率领大军往耶路撒冷，他到西西家王那里去，他就站在上池的水沟旁，在漂布地的大路上。
So Rabshakeh was a high commanding officer of Assyria, and he stood by the aqueduct from the upper pool.
然后在这个地点，西西家王派了三个官员来跟他接触。
At this location, King Hezekiah sent three of his men to interface with him.
我们如果看第二节，这个他所站的位置是站在上池的水沟旁，漂布地的大路上。
We see that Rabshakeh was standing by the aqueduct from the upper pool on the highway.
这个地点，我们读以赛亚书的时候应该读过，应该是蛮熟悉的。
I think we are familiar when we read the book of Isaiah where this location is.
这个地点发生什么事情呢？
What happened at this location?
如果我们看第七章
If we read chapter 7,
以赛亚书的第七章
Isaiah chapter 7,
第三节
Isaiah chapter 7, verse 3,
这是神当初对以赛亚说要去站在这个一样的地点对当时的王跟百姓宣告的信息的所在地。
This was the same place that God instructed his, said to Isaiah to go out to proclaim.
在这里，神用先知传讲他的话语。
Here, God used his prophet to speak his words.
现在亚述的这个将军呢，大将呢，他也是来站在这个地方，要对神的选民讲话。
And now this commander of, this great commander of Assyria also stood here.Speak to God's people.
所以我们看到那个恶者魔鬼，他会用跟神同样的方式啊来对百姓说话。
So we see that the evil one will also use the same way as God, to talk to God's people.
就是为了要去迷惑当时候的选民呢。
In order to confuse, to deceive the chosen people at the time.
在这个地方是众人聚集的所在。
At this place was a place where many gathered.
这是让他的信息。能够最快速的流通到每一个人的、啊、理想地点、啊
yeah, This was the ideal place to disseminate the message to a mass crowd.
所以我们就看到，哎，对方他也知道说这个地方很好用，他就敢来站在这个大陆这个 highway 旁边、啊、
So this enemy knew that this was an ideal place to be to spread the message, so he stood on this highway.
然后呢，第四节开始、啊、就是他所讲的话。
Starting from verse 4, it records what he said.
这是这个拉伯沙基呢，他对西西亚派来的这三个官员啊所传达的信息，你所倚靠的有什么可障碍的呢
？And so Rabshakeh said to them, "What confidence is this in which you trust?"
第五节说，你打仗的计谋跟能力，我看不过是虚话。你到底是倚靠谁才背叛我呢
？Verse 5 says, "I speak you have of having plans and power for war, but they are mere words. Now, in whom do you trust that you rebel against me?"
历史的背景是当时候的犹大的、选民呢、啊，犹大国一直想要去倚靠埃及来对抗亚述。
The historical background of this was that the people of Judah wanted to rely on Egypt to go against Assyria.
他们本来是对乖乖的对亚述帝国纳啊纳税进贡的。
Originally, they were just paying tribute to Assyria.
但是现在他们觉得不需要再臣服在亚述底下，去联络其他的势力来对抗他。
But they, now they felt that they no longer needed to be under the control of Assyria, so they tried to ally with other neighboring countries against Assyria.
那当时候，你看啊、很自然的，他们一定会往南边去想到埃及。是另外一个强国。
Naturally, they were headed south to partner with Egypt, which is another strong nation.
所以这个时候第六节，你看这个敌人呢，他说：“看呐、啊，你所倚靠的埃及是那压伤的伪杖，人若靠这个杖，就必刺透他的手。埃及王法老像一切倚靠他也是这样。”
Enemy says, "Look, you are trusting in the staff of this broken reed, Egypt, on which if a man leans, it will go into his hands and pierce it. So is Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to all who trust in him."
你看这个时候，哎，这个敌人所讲的话蛮对的、啊。
Here it seemed like what the enemy was saying was true.
因为他所讲的这一个信息，就是第三十章三十一章，神借着以赛亚责备当时候的犹大王他们所犯的错误，想要去倚靠埃及。
Because this was what God was saying to those kings that committed wrong in chapter 30 and 31, in the same way they tried to ally with Egypt.
所以那个31章就特别强调说，那个祸灾下去埃及求帮助的啊，因为想要依赖马匹，依靠甚多的车辆，依靠强壮的马兵，却不依靠，并不仰望以色列的圣者，也不求问神。
So chapter 31 says, "Woe to those who go down to Egypt for help and rely on horses, who trust in chariots because they are many and in horsemen because they are strong, but who do not look to the Holy One of Israel nor seek the Lord."
我们就看到这个时候，这个恶者哈，他在攻击的时候，他也会用神的话语。
And we see that the evil one, when he's attacking, he also uses the words of God.
所以我们这个时候我们就要分辨能力。
So during this time, we have to have discernment.
魔鬼有时候要来攻击我们的时候，他也会用神的话的。
When the devil comes to attack, he would also use the words of God.
因为神的话是安定在天。
Because the words of God is rest in heaven.
神的原则都没有改变的。
And his principles, they never change.
就算这个敌人也知道那个 这位真神他要百姓怎么做？
Even the evil one knows what the true God desires of his people.
所以这里这个时候，哎，他向当时候的啊选民宣告说：“你们依靠埃及啊，你们一定会吃亏的。”
So that is why he told the people of Judah, if you rely on Egypt, you will be taken advantage of.
埃及不可靠。
Egypt cannot be trusted.
但是这个时候，我们你看，如果听这个拉伯沙基的讲话的人，也许说：“哇，这个人很不错啊。”
So those who perhaps may have listened to Rabshakeh, they may think that he's actually not a bad guy.
你看，今天我们在属灵的国度里面，我们有时候面对异端的冲击。
Today in the spiritual kingdom, we may also face attacks of heresy.
魔鬼也一样用圣经的话语啊去试探主耶稣。
Devil also used the Lord's words to tempt him.
但是之后呢？但是在用神的话语的同时，他会掺入异端。接下去他就会用把他的话语放进来了。
And so when they use God's words, they'll inject a heresy into it to tempt the person.
因为接下去我们看这个拉伯撒基所讲的话，他就是要去改变神的信息，神对百姓的看法。
If we read on, we see that Rabshakeh he actually changed the words of God to try to influence the people's thinking.
所以他一开头所用的这个切入点是很合道理。
So the first point of attack it seemed very reasonable and logical.
但这个时候就是我们人容易失去警觉的时候。
But it's at this time when people tend to lose their alertness.
所以你看有时候人在散布异端的时候，他不会是他的每一句话都是错的，有时候他的话会是对的。
So when a person starts believing in the heresy, it's not like every word is spoken is false, but actually many of the words that they say are true.
但这个时候我们要分辨。
But it's at that time that we have to discern.
所以我们如果真的是属灵生命成熟的人，我们对每一个人他所讲的每一件话、每一件事，啊，所讲的话或者他做的事情，一定要用真理来分辨他。
So those who are truly spiritually mature, any word that people say, they will use the truth to discern it.
我们不能够因为像拉伯撒基所讲的这一段话，就认为说他后面所讲的话就是对的了。
We can't be like these people and think that whatever Rabshakeh said in the beginning is true, and therefore what followed must also be true.
所以真理本身并不是那种概括的，这个人之前所讲的话，所以他以后是对的，所以他以后所讲的话应该没问题。
So the truth does not lie in a person who speaks things that are correct in the beginning, and that doesn't indicate that whatever they say beyond that will also be true.
我们看加太书第一章。
Let's read Galatians chapter 1.
加太书第一章。
Galatians 1.
第八节。
Galatians 1 verse 8.
这是使徒保罗给我们的提醒。
This is a reminder from Apostle Paul.
加太书一章八节说，但无论是我们是天上来的使者，若传福音给你们与我们所传给你们的不同，他就应当被咒诅。
But even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed.
这里保罗他说，如果他自己本身所讲的信息跟之前所讲的不一样，他也应该被咒诅。
Here, even Paul says that if he preached what he did not preach before, what is different from what he preached before, he should be accursed.
那所以，就算保罗也不是因为他这个人是神所选择的工人，所以他所讲的每一句话。
So even Paul, not because he was a chosen worker for God, that every word that he speaks will be the truth.
而是要根据真理的来判断。
But rather you have to discern it by the truth.
因为人有可能会变。
Because people can change.
所以我们就看到这个拉伯撒基这个人他很狡猾。
So we see that Rabshakeh was quite wily.
这里所代表的是亚述王，他是亚述王的代表。
He represents the Assyrian king.
所以你看，有时候我们在过去的历史里面曾经发生这个工人变质之后，但是很多人不愿意相信说他所讲的道理已经不一样了。
So we see in the past that when a worker of God has changed, many people do not want to believe.That what he's preaching is no longer the truth.
因为这个人曾经那么有能力。
Because that person at one point used to have great power.
他所讲的道理大部分是对。
And whatever he preached was mostly correct.
但是这当中其实是掺杂了许多不对的信息的。
But actually within it was some things incorrect teaching.
所以我们要能够懂得分辨。
So we have to learn how to discern
between 这是为什么我们每一个弟兄姐妹我们都要对真在真理上下功夫。
And this is why each brother and sister must put work into understanding the truth.
我们才不会因着人而被带走，而因为这个人，但是他讲的话错，我们并不没办法分辨而被引诱离开 正道
so that we will not be led astray by not being able to discern between what is true and what is false.
我们现在看回来36章的第七节。
Let's turn back to chapter 36, verse 7.
那接下来我们看这个恶者他是怎么样来改变神的话的。
How does the evil one change the word of God?
那这个也就是恶者要迷惑属灵的百姓的招数，他的方法。
This is also a tactic that he uses to confuse and deceive the people of God.
第七节说：“你若对我说，我们倚靠主我们的神，西西家岂不是将神的丘坛和祭坛废去？且对犹大和敬耶路撒冷人说，你们当在这坛前敬拜吗
？”But if you say to me, "We trust in the Lord our God," is it not He whose high places and whose altars Hezekiah has taken away, and said to Judah and Jerusalem, "You shall worship before this altar"?
你看，这里是提到。西西家王曾经进行的宗教改革，在全国各地把丘坛各地方的那个祭坛偶像都把它除去的这个做法。
And so here is talking about when King Hezekiah had a religious revolution and took away all the places of worship for the idols.
因为当时候西西家是照着神的律法的要求，要百姓来到圣殿的地方。神所立名的居所来敬拜献祭。
Hezekiah was following the commands and laws of God, to allow his people to come to the place of worship that God had wanted.
他把各地的丘坛祭坛把它废去，那是因为这些是属于外邦神当地人风俗的一个做法，这是不合神的要求的。他所做的是对的。
And he had taken the altars away because those belonged to the other gods. And so what he did was actually correct.
但是这个时候，这个恶者他反过来用西西家王所做的对的一件事情，把它重新解释成是错误的。
So here the evil one actually misconstrued what the good things that Hezekiah had done and made it into a bad thing.
所以他现在反过来说，你们说要靠神，但是你们在各地都把那个丘坛废除了，那你们还说？要靠神，你们的做法不是自打嘴巴吗
？And here he says that, well, you say you trust in God, but you have taken away those high places and altars, and so how can you worship before the altar?
那所以我们现在看到的是，这个时候魔鬼的手段他通常都是把我们本来是对的敬拜的方法，重新把它解释成，让我们看出好像这样子是有问题不对的。
So we see one of the tactics that the devil employs is that he changes things that what we have done, which is right, and he misconstrues it into something that's wrong.
那就是这个就是魔鬼他要我们迷惑的地方。
This is how the devil tries to deceive us.
因为在依照神的律法，百姓他们一定要来到圣殿，神立名的这个居所来。敬拜来献祭来赞美来团契。
According to the commands of God, His people must come to a place in His name, to worship and to have fellowship.
所以我们要很明白神的原则。
We have to be clear of God's principles.
那我们对我们所做的一定要有信心。
And what we have done or are doing, we have to have faith in it.
有时候魔鬼他会来更改神的话语。重新解释。
The devil can come and change the words of God, reinterpret it.
所以今天为什么这个魔鬼撒旦是迷惑列国的，就是把神的真理他用他的方式去诠释它。
That is why the Satan is the deceiver of nations because he changes the words of God.
比如说我们今天安息日要敬拜神，要来聚会，要来教会聚会。
For instance, on the Sabbath day like today, we come to worship.
有人就说你安息日。为什么一定要到教会聚会
？Some may say, "Well, on the Sabbath, why do you have to come on the Sabbath?"
我安息日出去做善事。
If I go out and do charitable work,
我是在遵行神的吩咐。
I'm doing according to the Lord's commands.
这样子不行吗
？Is that not right?
那你一定来教会聚会，这不是律法吗
？If you are forced to come to church to worship, isn't that like a law?
所以我一样在遵行神的话语，我去做这件事应该可以啊。
So I'm following to God's commands and I'm going out to do charitable work. That should be okay as well.
那有人说，那你为什么一定要是这一天是安息日？为什么不是每一天都可以安息日？
And others may say, why does it have to be today that's a Sabbath? Why can't every day be the Sabbath?
我敬拜神，我每一天都来敬拜神也可以啊。
If I want to worship God, I want to worship Him every day.
这些讲法听起来好像很对。
And all of these sound correct.
但其实这个就是异端。
But actually, this is a heresy.
我们说守安息日是因为这是神的命令。
We observe the Sabbath because this is God's command.
我们在这个安息日的时候，我们到教会聚会敬拜神，是为了要来建立我们跟神的关系。
On the Sabbath day, we come to church to worship to build up this relationship with God.
我们借着跟弟兄姐妹的团契，能够真的展现出我们是爱神又彼此相爱的这个圣经的道理。
And through our fellowship with brothers and sisters, we can demonstrate and manifest our love towards each other.
所以我们从跟神建立好没有关系的时候，我们可以领受力量。
So when we establish a good relationship with God, we can receive power from Him.
我们可以有属灵的智慧。
We can receive spiritual wisdom.
我们可以明白圣经的真理。
And we can come to understand the truth in the Bible.
所以当我们在实行神的话语，在我们日常生活的时候，我们就不会错用。
So when we're practicing the words of God in our daily lives, we won't misuse it.
所以行善这是对的。
Doing good is the right thing.
但是行善这绝对不能够放在神的诫命之上。
But doing charitable works cannot be placed above the commands.
我们要先遵守神的圣日，分别为圣。
We have to first observe His holy day and set it aside as holy.
我们从神领受那个神的爱跟属灵的力量。
And from God we receive His love and His spiritual strength.
接下去我们就去，我们去生活里面去帮助人。
And through that, we use that to go into the world to help others.
这才是正确的次序。
This is the correct order.
不可以把它倒过来。
We can't flip it.
我们说。安息日是神分别为圣，是神定的日子。
We say the Sabbath day is a day that God has set apart as holy.
我们人可以自己定自己人的安息。
And people can set their own day of rest.
但是在神眼中，只有第七天是他的安息日。
But in the eyes of God, only the seventh day is His day of rest.
所以我们尊重神，我们爱神的人一定会很在意神所讲的话。
So if we respect God, we love Him, we will take heed to His words.
所以我们看到这个时候，因为这个恶者，他是用西西家王曾经做过对的事情，他把它解释成错误。
So here we see that the evil one misinterprets what the good things that the King Hezekiah had done in the past.
那他现在第八节的时候，他甚至举了一个例子，他有一个证据。
And now in verse 8, he even offered up a proof.
他说：“现在你把当头给我主亚述王。”我给你2000匹马，看你这一面骑马的人够不够。
He says, "Give a pledge to my master, king of Assyria, and I will give you 2,000 horses if you are able on your part to put riders on them."
所以你看到，哎，他这个时候还拿出一个证据说，你们因为违背神的命令，所以你们看国家那么虚弱，找不到2000个可以骑马的人了。
And he even tried to offer up this proof that because they disobeyed God, their nation was so weak that they couldn't even find 2,000 riders to put on horses.
但是他们现在国力很衰弱，这个不是因为他们所讲的这个原因。
But the country was weak at the time, not because of what Rabshakeh has been saying.
这个亚述王很强大，也不是他真的很强。
Assyria was strong, and not because it was truly strong.
而是这个亚述王是被神所兴起、神用的工具。
But rather, God was using Assyria as a vessel.
是要来管教神的选民的。
In order to discipline God's people.
要让他们能够发现他们在生活当中没有完全遵守神命令的结果。
So that they can come to know that this is the result of what happens when they do not follow in His commandments.
所以我们。看到魔鬼啊，他很狡猾。
We see the wiles of the devil here.
那这个时候呢，第八节我们也看到他有一个手段。
And in verse 8, we see one of his tactics.
你现在把当头给我主亚述王。
He says, give your pledge to my master.
也就是说，我们来做一个交易。
Which means let's make a deal.
这个时候，你看魔鬼他会想要来收买我们的。
But at this time, we see that the devil wants to buy us out.
好像他真的是很仁慈，他是好像跟我们站在平等的位置，要来帮助我们，让我们更好一样。
As if he was a loving and generous person trying to help us out.
让我的马送给你们啊，哦，让你们来跟我打仗。So
I'll give you my horses and let you fight.
好像在玩一个 game 一样。
It's almost as if playing a game.
但其实不是这样子。
But it's actually not like this.
所以你看，魔鬼他会用一些世上的好处来收买我们的心呢。
The devil will use many of the good things in this world to try to buy, win our hearts.
这是为什么我们今天要警醒祷告。
And that's why today we have to be alert and watch and pray.
你看今天如果我们贪爱世界，我们可能就被这个恶者收买去了。
Today, if we love the world, the evil one can buy us out with the things of this world.
所以约翰一书里面他特别提到说，世界上的事情就是肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲、今生的骄傲。
So first John says that the things of this world are the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life.
我们不能够想要去跟世界做朋友。
We cannot try to befriend the world.
因为想要跟世界做朋友的，就是跟神做仇敌了。
And those who try to befriend the world are an enemy with God.
那我们不要贪恋世俗，像以扫一样。
So let us not love the world like Esau.
比如说像在希伯来书第十二章。
For instance, in Hebrews chapter 12,
希伯来书十二章的第十六节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 16.
十二章十六节。
Hebrews 12, verse 16.
他说这里说恐怕有淫乱的，有贪恋世俗如以扫的，他因一点食物就把自己长子的名分卖了。
Says, lest there be any fornicator or profane person like Esau, who for one morsel of food sold his birthright.
这个就是以扫他所犯的错误啊。
This is the mistake that Esau committed.
为了一点好处，他就把他长子的名分卖掉。
For a little bit of benefit, he sold off his birthright.
今天魔鬼用很多世界上的事情来引诱我们，要收买我们的心。
Likewise, the devil uses many of the good things of the world today to try to purchase, buy our hearts.
所以，我们看到，这个魔鬼啊，他用从不同的角度想要来让百姓屈服哦。
So the devil comes at many different angles to try to dissuade the people of God.
再看回来三十六章。
Let's return back to 36.
我们再来看他用另外一个手段。
He used another tactic.
这个手段更有力量来攻击百姓。
And this tactic was even more powerful to attack the people. In verse 10, we see.
第十节说：“现在我上来攻击毁灭这地，岂没有神的意思吗？神吩咐我说：‘你上去攻击毁灭这地吧。’”
Just, have I now come up without the Lord against this land to destroy it? The Lord said to me, go up against this land and destroy it.
这个也就是这个魔鬼啊，他会挂着神的指示的这样的一个面具，来让人以为他真的是奉差派来做事情的。
We see the devil even puts on the mask to use God's words.To trick people into thinking that God had sent him to carry out this work.
他是说他们有神的吩咐的指示要来毁灭这地的。
He says that the Lord has said to him, commanded him to go up against the land and destroy it.
但是其实神并不是这样说的。
But actually, God did not say so.
神兴起亚述是要来责打这些选民而已。
God brought up Syria in order to discipline his people.
但是他们的亚述的意思需要把它完全毁灭。
But Assyria's intent was to completely destroy.
他是借着神的话语，要把它更加的滥用，然后之后来毁灭神的国度。
And they misused God's commands and tried to destroy His people.
那这个时候其实就是要让人对神失去信心的。
So at that point, they wanted the people of that land to lose all their hope.
好像就是神就是要把这群选民把他通通杀光。
And they wanted to utterly annihilate God's chosen people.
那这个就是魔鬼残忍的地方。
This is the cruelty of the devil.
我们就看到恶者跟神的差别。
We see the difference between the evil one and the Lord.
神是慈爱的。
God is loving and merciful.
他管教他所爱的儿女，通常都是适可而止，要让他们回头醒悟。
He disciplines those that he loves so that they may awaken and return.
但是魔鬼就是要把它全部消灭的。
But the devil desires to completely wipe them out.
所以有人说魔鬼跟神有什么差别？
So some people say, what's the difference between God and the devil?
有爱跟没有爱的差别。
It is the difference between love and without.
所以有爱的就属神，没有爱失去爱的就属魔鬼。
Those with love belong to God. Those without love belong to the devil.
所以我们看到，这里魔鬼用了四个手段。
We see here the devil employed four tactics.
他会用神的话来让我们失去警醒。
He used the words of God to allow us to lose our watchfulness.
他会更改神的 重新解释是啊这个对的崇拜。
He will change or alter the correct way of worship.
他会用世界的好处来收买我们的心。
I will use the good things, the benefits of this world to buy over our hearts.
他会假借神的命令来让我们以为他是神所派的。
They will misuse God's commands to deceive us into thinking that they were sent by God.
他的目的就是要让人对神失去信心。
And this whole purpose was for us to lose faith in God.
他这样讲的时候，当时候第十一节，他这西西家王这三个官员呢非常紧张。
It's for us to lose hope. And when he said this, these three people sent by Hezekiah were worried.
叫他说你不要用那个犹大原语，就是用希伯来话。对我们讲话。
He says, "Do not use the original language, Hebrew, to speak to us."
你用亚兰语跟我们讲，就是他们当时的官方的语言，这些官员都知道的。
But speak to your servants in Aramaic, which was a language that many of the officials understood.
那这个犹大的原语是当时普通老百姓他们在用的日常话。
And Hebrew was a common language that all the people understood.
就好像他们当时的方言。
It was like their common tongue at the time.
但是这个时候，这个拉伯沙基就哇反过来用大声的说哈。
But then Rabshakeh he turned and said loudly.
第十三节上说，反过来用犹大原语大声的喊着说：“你们当听亚述大王的话。
”So then in verse 13 we see he called out with a loud voice in Hebrew.
我们看这个拉伯沙基，这个代表他也蛮有语言天分的。
And we see that Rabshakeh was actually quite a linguist.
他是亚述帝国的人呢。
He was Assyrian.
但是他会讲犹大人的话。
But yet he spoke the language of the Hebrews.
所以你看，我们有时候那个魔鬼他会用我们的话来迷惑我们的。
We see that the devil can use our own word, our own language to confuse us.
他不是讲一些外国的话语，他是讲我们就好像母语在讲的话一样。
They won't speak a foreign language, a foreign tongue. They will speak something that we understand.
当我们听到这个母语的时候，我们就觉得很亲切。
So when we hear this mother tongue, we feel a very some sense of closeness to it.
那这个时候我们很容易失去警觉。
It was at that time that we may lose our alertness.
所以我们看到魔鬼他的用意就是要尽量让更多人知道最好。
So we see that the devil's intent here was to allow more people to know the better.
好，所以好，他现在会用话语，用这个母语来让我们觉得很亲近。之后，他目标就是要来分化神的选民跟王的关系了。
And so by using this mother tongue to establish this sense of closeness with the people, they wanted to separate the people from their king.
所以第十四节，王如此说：“你们不要被西西家王欺哄了，因为他不能拯救你们。”
In verse 14, thus says the king, "Do not let Hezekiah deceive you, for he will not be able to deliver you."
十五节说，不要听西西家王使你们倚靠神说，主必拯救我们，这城必不交在亚述王的手中。
In 15, nor let Hezekiah make you trust in the Lord, saying, "The Lord will surely deliver us. This city will not be given into the hand of the king of Assyria."
我们看到这一段信息，就是你看，魔鬼通常都会分化神的百姓跟神的关系，失去对神的信任。
And so devil oftentimes tries to sever this trust or relationship between God's people and God.
他欺骗选民说，那个西西家王是要骗你们的。
He deceived the chosen people by saying Hezekiah is trying to deceive you.
这个不就是魔鬼借着那条蛇当初跟那个夏娃所讲的话吗？
Isn't this the same way that the devil through the serpent deceived or had deceived Eve?
因为夏娃就是被骗的。
Eve was deceived.
你如果吃的那个分别善恶树上的果子，你就跟神一样，能够分别善恶的。
Eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you'll be like God.
眼睛就明亮了。
To discern between good and evil, and your eyes will be open.
就是好像是神对他们有所保留一样。好像他的话，也就是神不够爱他们了，爱的不够完成，不够完整。
And it seemed like his words meant that God did not give them all the love.
所以这个时候，我们看到，通常魔鬼他都要分化我们对神的信任，让这个整个团体能够四分五裂。
So one of the devil's main strategies is to try to break our relationship with God, so that everyone will be scattered.
所以这个。我们如果没有办法对神有完全的信赖的时候，其实我们就是否认了神的全能。
So if we cannot have a full and complete faith and trust in God, then we are denying God's omnipotence.
如果我们怀疑了神对我们的爱，我们就容易中魔鬼诡计。
If we doubt the love that God has for us, it's easy for us to fall into the trap of Satan.
第十六节
In verse 16,
这个时候进一步的魔鬼，你看恶者，他要让我们有一个空的幻想。
We see that the evil one wants us to have this empty idea.
第十六节
Verse 16,
不要听西西家的话，因为亚述王如此说，你们要跟我和好，出来筹降我。个人就可以吃自己葡萄树、无花果树的果子，喝自己井里的水。
So do not listen to Hezekiah, for thus says the king of Assyria: Make peace with me by a present, and come out to me, and every one of you shall eat from his own vine, and every one from his own fig tree, and every one drink from his water.
十七节说他要把他们带到一个啊，真的好像很好的地方去。
And 17 says that they'll take him like to a very great place.
那所以你看这个时候，他也是一样用神的方式要给。好像给百姓一个应许，那个应许好像更好，比神所赐给他们现在的更好。
And so they use the same way, the same promise. It seems like they use an even better promise to the people.
但是这个应许是空的。
But this promise is actually empty.
它这个好像很美丽的外衣里面，实际上隐藏的就是要让他们去当奴隶的。
Like a very beautiful garment that's actually been put on to make a person into a slave.
这个也是魔鬼今天欺骗我们的所在。
This is the one of the ways that the devil tries to ensnare us.
魔鬼不是这样在试探主耶稣吗？
Didn't the devil also try to tempt Jesus?
哦，你只要拜一下，天下万国的荣华都是给你。
If you bow down to me, I will give you all the majesty and beauty of this world.
但是拜一下，这不是天下万国的荣华，而是在地狱里面的。
But when you bow down to him, not only will you not get any of the things of this world, but you will end up in hell.
等到被骗的时候，再醒悟就来不及了。
And after you realize this deception, it's too late.
哦，所以这个就是魔鬼的方式。
So these are the ways of the devil.
从第十八节。
And verse 18.
第七招。
The seventh.
你们要谨防，恐怕西西家劝导你们说，神必拯救我们。列国的神有哪一个救他本国脱离亚述王的手呢？
Seventh tactic says, Beware lest Hezekiah persuade you, saying, The Lord will deliver us. Has any one of the gods of the nations delivered his land from the hand of the king of Assyria?
这个时候，你看恶者他把真神把他贬低到跟偶像同等的位置。
Here the evil one has lowered the true God to that level of the idols.
一步一步的要让人对神的看法，对真神的认识。跟偶像混在一起。
One step at a time, he tries to make God, the lower God, so that people see him as same as the common idols.
那这个就是今天我们有可能在属灵上受到攻击的地方，也是魔鬼会用的手段。
And this is also an area that the devil will attack us spiritually.
那像这么样很公开的挑战，百姓他们当时是怎么站立得住的？
So with this kind of open attack, how are the people able to stand firm in that time?
这个拉伯沙基他就这样子公开这样讲，辱骂神，百姓哦，好像都是挨打被骂的份而已，一句话都没有讲。
So Rabshakeh stood there, ridiculing, rebuking, blaspheming them, and the people of God did not say a word.
但是这个就是当时候王他吩咐百姓要这样做的。
But this is what the king had commanded his people to do.
第二十一节，当时候，你看这个人是用犹大言语跟众人宣告，百姓他们都听得很明白，但是每一个人都静默不言。
And so we see that they held their peace and answered him not a word, for the king's commandment was do not answer him.
因为王曾经这样讲过。
Because the king had said this before.
他们就这样子遵守。
And so they followed accordingly.
他们都不讲话了。
They would not answer his word.
所以，有时候我们要很小心。
So sometimes we need to be careful.
我们我说我们会沉不住气。我说面对恶者攻击的时候，我们如果一讲话，可能我们就露出马脚。
Sometimes, when we're being attacked, we are unable to stay calm. We lash out and we might give way.
就像当初你看蛇要跟夏娃对话的时候。
Just as when the serpent tried to have a dialogue with Eve.
当时候夏娃如果就不要理那条蛇，不要跟他讲话，他就走了。
If Eve had only ignored the serpent and went away.
那个蛇就没有办法进一步的去找出夏娃他对神话语认知的破绽。
The serpent would not be able to find the hole in Eve's understanding of God's words.
但是很可惜，夏娃他就中计以后就跟这条蛇就开始一来一往的对话。
But unfortunately, Eve fell into the trap and began having this dialogue with the serpent back.
对话完之后，他就被骗了。
And after this dialogue, she was deceived.
所以这个时候，你看，最好的方式就是静默不言，不要回答一句。
So the best way to deal with this here is recording 21, to hold your peace and answer not a word.
所以我们要真的要有智慧，属灵的智慧。
So we truly need to have spiritual wisdom.
不要讲，对这个恶者不要讲什么。
There's no need for us to say much to the evil one.
但是内心很难过啊。
But what if we don't feel great inside?
当我们被责罚，我们这样子被骂，遇到这样子，好像被羞辱的时候，我们实际上是很容易愤愤不平，心里面不平静的。
When we are ridiculed and rebuked, and in this degree, it's difficult for us to hold our peace.
这时候我们怎么办呢？
So in that time, what should we do?
37章。
Chapter 37.
37章第一节。
Chapter 7, verse 31.
西西家王听见了这些话以后，他进到神的殿里面去。
When King Hezekiah heard this, he went into the house of the Lord.
他进去的时候，他的姿态是撕裂衣服，披上麻布。
And when he went in, his attitude was to tear his clothes and cover himself with sackcloth.
我们看到的就是这里西西家王所告诉我们的，就是怎么去面对恶者攻击的对策。
We see here how King Hezekiah was able to face the attacks from the devil.
第一个，他先有智慧的吩咐百姓说：“你们不要回答他一句话。”
First, with wisdom, he instructed his people not to answer.
保持静默。
To hold their peace.
这个时候，我们的内心才能够得到，才能够平静安稳。
In that time, that our inner heart can receive a quietness and rest.
所以以赛亚书三十章的第十五节。
Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15.
以色列的圣者曾如此说：得救在乎归回安息，得力在乎平静安稳。
Thus says the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest, you shall be saved, and quietness and confidence shall be your strength.
所以静默不言表示我们真的要内心安静在神面前。
So to have quietness and peace, to hold our peace, means that we need to calm ourselves down before God.
有什么话一定要先到神的殿里面去跟神说。
Whatever words we have, we should go into the house of God to tell him first.
所以第二步，西西家王他现在自己来到神的殿里面来。
And so the second step, King Hezekiah went into the house of God.
他以一个悔改、认罪的心来求问神。
And so with the heart of repentance and acknowledgement for the Lord, he inquired of God.
面对急难的时候，他是上神的殿里面去寻求神的帮助。
Faith.Faced with this severe difficulty, he went into the house of the Lord to inquire for help.
除了他自己上神的殿之外，
besides going into the house of the Lord himself,
他第二节说他派他的家宰这些长老去见先知以赛亚。
He also sent the elders of the priests to Isaiah.
目的就是要去寻求神的话语。
The purpose is to inquire of the Lord.
他自己到神的殿里面去认罪祷告。
He himself went to the house of the Lord to confess, to repent, and to pray.
但是同时，他想要去知道神的指示是什么。
But at the same time, he wanted to know what the will or the command of the Lord was.
当时候，神跟王的沟通的管道就是透过先知以赛亚来传达他的话语。
At the time, the communication between God and the king was through the prophet Isaiah.
所以这个时候的王派代表去见以赛亚先知，目的就是要能够知道神的话语。
So the king sent his representatives to meet Isaiah in order to understand God's words.
因为这神的话语要成为他的力量。
Because God's words will become his strength.
要成为他的指引方向，指引方向的这个脚前的灯。
God's words will become his direction and the guide and the light.
他对他
to his path.
要他们对先知说，今天是急难责罚临入的日子，就像妇人生产没有力量。
And so he says that today is a day of trouble and rebuke and blasphemy, for the children have come to birth, but there is no strength to bring them forth.
那他其实也是希望以赛亚先知也为他祷告。
And he also wanted Isaiah to intercede for him.
所以他知道他自己一个人祷告不够。
For he knew that he wasn't strong enough. His prayer wasn't strong enough alone.
他希望以赛亚先知来求问神。
He desired for Isaiah to pray and to inquire of the Lord.
所以我们当我们在面对这个急难临入的时候，我们一定要弟兄姐妹帮我们祷告。
So we're facing great difficulties. We need help, the intercession from our brothers and sisters.
我们几个礼拜前在这里举开圣职人进修会的时候
，A couple of weeks ago when we held the Holy Workers or the minister's workshop.
我们, 东岸的黄执事, 他的女儿, 刚好那一天要生产, 11月1号的时候,
and Deacon Huang from East Coast, that day his daughter was giving birth.
那他女儿, 其实后来生那个孩子很大, 快要8磅, 他女儿个子小小的,
and,
生了一个巨婴,
and the baby was actually very big when it came out, it was about 8 pounds. And because she was quite small.
她到医院去已经生了24个小时都生不出来。
And she had already gone to the hospital for 24 hours and could not deliver the baby.
在这个过程当中真的进也不是退也不是。 就是不知道怎么办，只能够现在只能够把孩子生出来了。
And so during that circumstance, they didn't know whether to proceed continue proceeding or take a step back, so they could only allow things to continue going.
这个 产妇已经完全没有力量了。
And so she was already out of strength to push the baby out.
就像这里所说的, 真的是没有力量生产了。
Just as it is described here, that loss of strength,
这个时候,
no strength to bring forth.
他就请求大家帮忙祷告。
And so it's at that time that he asked everyone to intercede for her.
那就当, 这些众人在祷告会的时候, 为这件事情祷告以后,
And so when the congregation, when all the ministers interceded,
30分钟的祷告,
prayed for about 30 minutes.
祷告完之后,
and after the prayer,
我们从5点半开始祷告到6点,
we prayed from about 5:30 to 6.
祷告完之后, 电话响了,
after the prayer, phone rang,
她的女儿生了,
and her daughter had given birth.
就真的是我们祷告结束以后, 她就生下了,
it was truly right after we prayed, the baby was delivered.
就说那个baby快要8磅。
And they said that the baby was
很健康很漂亮的女婴,
was a baby girl was healthy and weighed about 8 pounds.
那这个就是你看, 在这个没有力的时候, 代祷所产生的力量,
but we see that the power of intercession when one has no strength.
这个时候没力量, 要从哪里得力量呢? 从神。
And so when you are without strength, where can you receive your strength from?
祷告不够, 请求弟兄姐妹帮忙祷告。
You can only ask the strength from God. When you cannot have enough strength to pray yourself, ask others to intercede for you.
所以众人听到那个姐妹生了孩子之后, 大家就欢呼喜了。
So all were glad and rejoicing when they heard that she had delivered the baby.
那一天吃晚餐, 大家特别喜乐。
And so that evening at dinner, people were especially joyful.
因为这个就是圣经里面所讲的道理,
because this
印证在我们当中。
This is the truth spoken in the Bible that had been demonstrated in our lives.
那在第37节, 第四节里面, 第37章的第4节,
in chapter 37, verse 4,
这个时候, 那个西西家的话说, 或者主你的神, 听见拉伯沙基的话, 就是他主人亚述王打发他来辱骂永生神的话, 主你的神, 听见这话, 就发斥责, 故此, 求你为余圣的百的民扬声祷告。
Hezekiah says, it may be that the Lord your God will hear the words of the Rabshakeh, whom his master, the king of Assyria, has sent to reproach the living God, and will rebuke the words which the Lord your God has heard. Therefore, lift up your prayer for the remnant that is left. So the prayer of the prophet is important.
那从第四节我们来看到, 当时候的西西家王, 他真的也分辨出亚述王, 他派人来凌辱的对象是谁呢? 不是这个国度的这些犹大人, 而是
And so Hezekiah also realized that the ones that the Syrians were rebuking and insulting were not just the people, but rather their God.
And
so we have to realize that oftentimes spiritual battles are not inflicted directly upon us, but rather on the church or towards God.
那所以在这个极难凌辱责罚的日子里面, 我们怎么办呢?
So in this day of trouble, of rebuke and of blasphemy, what shall we do?
到神的殿里面把所有的事情都告诉神。
We should go into the house of the Lord and tell him everything.
然后祈求弟兄姐妹帮我们祷告。
And ask the brothers and sisters to pray for us.
看明恶者攻击的对象是永生的神。
And to be able to see that the object that the enemy is going after is eternal God.
所以最后神一定为他的名字的缘故来施拯救，施平安。
And so God, for his name's sake, he will deliver and he will save.
因为最后神他一定要让天下万国都知道唯有他是真神，他是跟这些偶像不一样的。
For in the end, God will reveal that he is different from the idols. He is the only one true God.
所以 神为了他的名的缘故，一定会奋勇征战。
So for His name's sake, He will battle and prevail against the evil one.
神的热心一定会成就他的旨意。神的
zeal. God's zeal will accomplish His
will. 也就是说，神的旨意一定会实现。
In other words, God's will shall be realized.
神当时候透过以赛亚先知，马上给西西家的信息就是，请他不要害怕。
At the time, the message that God delivered to Hezekiah through Isaiah was that, "Do not be afraid."
神要亲自为他的百姓征战。
God will fight against His people, fight for His people.
好，所以第三十七章的第六节，神就说：“你听见亚述仆人亵渎我的话，不要惧怕。”
Says that, "Do not be afraid of the words which you have heard."
我要惊动他的心，他要听见风声就归回本地。我必使他在那里倒在刀下。
Now surely I will send a spirit upon him, and he shall hear a rumor and return to his own land. I will cause him to fall by the sword of his own land.
也就是说，神的拯救必然来到。
In other words, God's deliverance shall come.
这个恶者必然被践踏。
And this evil one shall be trampled.
神的百姓一定得胜。
And God's people shall prevail.
那我们从这一段的信息里面得到这样的提醒，得到这样的信息。
So from this passage, we receive this reminder.
我们在每一个属灵的征战里面。都能够看透魔鬼的诡计。
In whatever spiritual battle we encounter, we can see clearly the tactics and strategy.
真的依靠神对神坚定不移。
Truly, we place our reliance on God and an unshakable faith.
我们弟兄姐妹彼此代祷。
And brothers and sisters, we shall intercede for each other.
让我们得到属灵的智慧，能够去分辨魔鬼他真正的用意。
So that we can receive spiritual wisdom and be able to discern. The devil's true intentions.
同时，我们一定得到神给我们的安慰，我们不需要害怕。
And at the same time, we receive the comfort from the Lord and not be afraid.
一起来唱诗。
Let us sing him together.
406首。
Let us rise and sing him 406.
I must tell Jesus of all my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, He kindly will help me. He ever loves and cares for His own.I must tell Jesus, I cannot bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus, Jesus can help me, Jesus alone.I must tell Jesus all of my troubles. He is a kind, compassionate friend. If I but ask Him, He will deliver. Make all my troubles quickly an end.I must tell Jesus, I cannot bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus, Jesus can help me, Jesus alone.Tempted and tried, I need a great Savior, one who can help my burdens to bear. I must tell Jesus, He all my cares and sorrows will share.I must tell Jesus, cannot bear my burdens alone. I must hear Jesus, I must hear Jesus. Jesus can help me, Jesus alone. Oh, how the world to evil alerts me. Oh, how my heart is tempted to sin. I must hear Jesus, and he will help me. Over the world, the victory to win. I must hear Jesus, I must hear Jesus. I cannot bear my burdens alone. I must hear Jesus, I must hear Jesus. Jesus can help me, Jesus alone.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们现在一起来祷告。
We're going to pray together.
我们弟兄姊妹彼此代祷。
Brothers and sisters, let us pray for each other.
有一些身体欠安的，灵性软弱的，我们在祷告里面纪念。